This is Homecoming, a DCU's Red Hood and the Outlaws Batman Comicsverse fanfic, written by an author who has orphaned this work, and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G, and is Jen-ish with Joyfire if you squint, featuring the relationship between Roy Harper and Coriander and Jason Todd. With additional tags for Jason has some pretty disorganized thoughts. And also, all three of these guys can be dicks in their own way. There's some very liberal curses used, so, forewarning for that. Fluff, minor angst, domesticity. Author's notes. Was really feeling Red Hood and the Outlaws, and I wanted to try my hand at writing them. I love this unruly band of misfits. So much. So I looked up a prompt and I found something about three people plus mugs. So I figured, why not? Cross-posted on Tumblr. Jason had considered washing dishes cathartic ever since he could remember. Maybe it was because his mom, not Sheila. When he said mom, he meant the mom that hadn't sold him out to the fucking choker. And always let him help. He'd always wanted to help her where he could, because she worked so hard to keep food on the table and a roof over their heads. And even if Jason was too young to really understand, he knew he wanted to help. So he did. He washed, she rinsed and dried. She also put them away, mostly because he couldn't reach them back when he'd been a little tyke. And then there had been Alfred, who was more than happy to just use the dishwasher, but even if Jason had been a suspicious little shit, and had thought at first that he'd never really be welcome at the manor, it was impossible to dislike Alfred. And even if he had disliked him, it still wasn't fair to stick the old man with the dishes. And if just to make himself feel useful, to make himself feel like he wouldn't get kicked out for being lazy, he wanted to help. So he did. And so he did now, too, because Roy and Corey were off on some solo mission, probably just making out somewhere, assholes. And that meant he was holding down the fort. Ship. Whatever. Mostly, it meant he was cleaning. It had been a while since he'd actually stayed long enough for a safe house to need cleaning. Jason couldn't remember the last time he'd stayed in one base for so long. Sure, he'd stayed at some of his safe houses for a week or two, but never for months on end. And when he did stay at safe houses, it was because he needed to. It was because he needed to lie low, or stock up on funds, or go on stakeouts till he found his next target. He never stayed because he wanted to. And yet, this? This Tamaran ship off the coast of Florida, with all the extra room and all the amazing alien tech and the weapons and laundry and all these fucking dirty dishes lying around? If Jason was being honest with himself, this was the closest he'd felt to being home since... He shook his head, not allowing himself to finish the thought. That life was quite literally over. He had a new one now, and for what it was worth, this was the happiest he'd been in a long time. He had friends, not teammates. They were together because they wanted to be. Even when Corey and Roy weren't home, like now, Jason still felt an overwhelming sense of purpose? Maybe, but more like safety. Except for the constant danger their lifestyle put them in. So it was more of trust? Happiness? Jason's brow furrowed as he scrubbed a plate, trying to force the right word to mind. It was stupid, really. All those damn books he read before he... And the Lazarus Pit had restored his mind, but sometimes little things escaped him and he couldn't always remember, and it sucked, but... Belonging. Jason closed his eyes and moved to the next dish, the water warm and reassuring against his hands. It had been a long time now since he'd used his safe houses. but he remembered how tidy he'd kept them. How few possessions he'd even kept in them. Only a few were decorated with personal belongings, and even with them, he was planning on clearing them out just as soon as he got some fucking time. Once, he'd kept his most treasured possessions in an old safe house on the north side of Gotham. He could barely remember how it felt to value those things. A Batmobile's wheel and a picture of himself and B, above all else. But he still had, and maybe some part of him still did, but they had no place here. Not in Corey's ship. Not with Roy and Starfire and the puzzle pieces of a life they'd built together. Not when they'd made themselves a not a team. Not when they fit so well together and were exactly what they needed each other to be. His old life didn't deserve a damn display shelf. Jason took a deep breath, willing himself not to get annoyed. Because when he was annoyed, he had a habit of making bad choices and breaking things. And too late. A mug was shattered now, and Jason couldn't remember how and when and why. It was in the sink, not on the ground, so he guessed it had probably slipped from his fingers. He hated blanking out. But at least Roy and Corey weren't here to see it. Jason turned off the water and busied himself with cleaning the shattered porcelain from the sink. Once everything was clean, he washed the blood off his hands, forcing away invasive thoughts of don't think about killing or how bloody those hands have been after breaking through the coffin. He ran a hand through his hair, closing his eyes while he forced himself to be still. He'd get a new mug. He could easily get a new mug. It was just that it wasn't his mug that he'd broken. He didn't even know whose it was. Roy's or Coriander's or maybe Goldie's back from when he and Corey had been a thing. Or there was no sense dwelling on it, he decided. Unless he wanted to blank out again. Jason shoved his hands into his pockets and zaded out of the ship. It wasn't like they were hurting for money, and, well, if he'd broken something, the least he could do was replace it. The mug said sunshine with a bright yellow and orange design, and he thought of no one but Coriander when he bought it. But there was one two shelves down with the phrase, kiss my arse, and it was just, it was Roy. And then it didn't feel right. He couldn't leave without buying one for himself, not without finding yet another new and inventive way to be a third wheel. So, he bought one. It had no words, and no design until the base of the cup. But when he raised it, it showed a middle finger dyed in red. And he had to have it. Neither Starfire nor Arsenal asked about the missing mug, or the three replacements. But he knew they noticed them. One, because they had an absolutely tiny collection of actual dishes. And two, because they suddenly were always using them. It was just that they always used the wrong ones. Probably just to fuck with Jason. But after Jason saw Roy giving him a shit-eating grin about Corey's mug, Jason decided he didn't even mind. It wasn't like he'd just gotten the mugs for them to use individually. They were gifts, but not private gifts. This was their home now. All three of them. And he guessed, if he had to put a word to it, what those mugs were. They were homecoming gifts. Because in his heart of hearts, that's what the ship was now. It would never be the manor or the shitty apartment he and his mom had lived in, but It was home. And just like the junk lying around, the weapons, the laundry, the fucking dirty dishes, Jason was a part of this place. He was as central to it as the couch that everyone crashed on between missions, and Roy and Corey's late nights, and shitty movies on Fridays. He belonged. He didn't understand the ache in his chest at those words, or the sudden sense of peace. All he knew was that he felt needed, and trusted, and safe, and home. Within a few months, the mugs are already in bad condition. The handle on Roy's mug has been broken off twice, but glued back together both times. It was Jason's fault the second time, but not the first, even if he uses it more often than Roy and Corey put together. Jason's has burn stains from Corey gripping it with green energy too hot in her palms. Corey's has been chipped and almost dropped too often to count. But time and again, they've saved it at the last minute, and Jason can't help but wonder sometimes if art imitates life, or they're all just so damn careless with their possessions that it's no wonder the mugs are already as damaged as them. He decides he doesn't care. Not one of them has been broken yet. Not really. Not completely. And he'll be damned sure it stays that way. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as a winter podfic treat exchange gift for Yes Way, Appian Way. Because, yeah, I definitely did a stalking through your bookmarks kind of moment, and you've got some excellent choices of fic in there, my friend. Yes, and hopefully this made you smile and maybe stabbed you in the heart and place a little bit with Jason finding a new home for himself and building it, and oh, I am just so here for Roy and Corey and Jason being a family, and then, you know, banging. Just being there and supporting each other, even though they've all got, like, you know, shitty fucked upness going on. So yes, hopefully you enjoyed this. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.